Yo, my God, this is the Black Rich Club Podcast, a show dedicated to pushing the black community and culture forward one combo at a time. You have life's permission to be black and rich in all aspects of your life. And now, your beautiful host, Franny Crooks.
Hey guys, welcome to the Black Rich Club Podcast. I'm your host, Franny Crooks. And it has been a little minute since I have been here. Not really that long, just a week. I usually podcast on Saturdays, but if you listen to the last podcast, it was my birthday weekend. And I really honestly thought like, oh, it'll be fine. I'll still have a second to do 5 minutes with Franny. But when I tell you, the whole week has been wild and crazy and fun and just celebrating my birthday. Mind you, I never celebrate my birthday like on a big scale. I never really do. I'm more so, especially at this age, I'm more so book a staycation, book a vacation, and I'm out, like, even by myself. So this year I'm like, all right, let me have a little party, because next year I'm most likely gonna go away. So I'm like, let me have a little party. That little party was big. And I thank everybody who attended. I hope everyone had fun. It was such a vibe. I had such a good time. And so, yeah. So now we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. Let's do some housekeeping. This week, well, last week for my birthday, I released the Black Rich Club 1925s. They're limited edition sunglasses. They are beautiful. People are starting to get their orders. I love that they're posting about it and loving what they receive, loving the product. So I really am happy and excited that everybody loves it. I took my time. I worked so hard to create something. And even though Black Rich Club is, you know, you guys might think it's just a podcast, but for me, it's more like a way to be conscious of your lifestyle, and not just for being black, but just to be enriched in all parts of your life. So for me, I love sunglasses. It was just natural for me to want to do one for the brand. We do have merchandise and more stuff is coming. We mostly have like mugs and t-shirts. I used to have snapbacks and dad hats and things like that. But we're coming back with more merch because we want to know like who's down with us, like who's part of the club, who's VIP. We want to know like when we come out and we want to see people wearing the shirt, like we want to be represented by our culture in such a big way. And we want to represent you guys in such a huge way. So we have some more stuff coming this fall. So look out for the fall collection. But for now, go get your sunglasses. There's only 100 made and I'm not making them again. Who knows what this brand will come to be later in the future. It might be a collector's item. Who knows? I hope so. But get your pair. It's only 100 made. You can get them on the website, blackrichclub.com. And yeah, it's just amazing. Like, I've just been having such a great time building back up this brand, and you know, it's just been great for me. It's been therapeutic to speak to you guys and to get feedback from everyone, reviews and healthy conversations with people who aren't black, who are my friends. And that just brings me to this podcast episode in regards to Black Rich Club, right? Black Rich Club, it's just hard. It's just hard to explain what type of space this is without certain people, certain ethnicities feeling left out. And I feel like, and what really sparked this too, which had got my mind going, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if you guys know the Shayla Marie. She has a retreat that's only for black women, but she's of mixed race, but she looks black. But I believe her mom is Colombian, I believe her mom is Colombian, but and then her dad is black, but she looks black and she identifies as black. And she made such a great point. Someone was saying something. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up. But someone was in her comments, which they usually are whenever she has her, I think it's called Unruly Retreat. Hold on. Let me see. She has a curvy, curly, conscious movement. If you guys are into rap music, she is the wife of Ace Hood. She's gorgeous. And she was on an episode, well, she was on a season of Love & Hip Hop Miami. And people, she has these retreats every year. So someone was in her comments, and I'm going to read it to you because I screenshot it. But hold on, give me 2 seconds. It's called the Unruly Retreat. She usually has it, and it's only for black women. And so the whole issue that other people have is that she's mixed. And it's like, racism has nothing to do with really where you come from, right? It's more of a outside appearance thing. Because there's a lot of people that's mixed that look black that still face the same racial traumas of a regular American black person or a regular African American black person. As long as you look black, it's like the racism is at an all-time high. So that was an issue that people had, because she, in the show, they were asking like, oh, would you allow your mom to go to your retreat? And she was like, no, if you're not a black woman, you're not invited to this retreat. It's a safe space for black women, and that doesn't make her racist. And then I was feeling like, yeah, I identify with that, because Black Rich Club is definitely a space for African Americans, black and brown African Americans, black and brown people. If you identify as black, you don't have to be an African American. Just if you identify as black, brown, this space is for you, right? Because we don't have a lot of safe spaces where we can just be ourselves without judgment. We can just have open conversations about what we go through without judgment. And just to have a nice, safe space where we can learn from each other. We can grow with each other. We can just kick back and laugh and just enjoy ourselves. It's not a lot of spaces, safe spaces where we can do that. It's just facts. It's been years and years and years. And then on top of it too, it's like we have been excluded from so much forever. Like whether we're allowed in a space or not, like award shows, we've just been getting awards for phenomenal works that we've been doing for years, the Grammys, the Oscars. Why do you think they were doing Oscars Black? I can't remember what they called it, what the hashtag was, but where black people were basically protesting or banning the Oscars, like not going to the Oscars. And why do you think that was? Oscars have been around for years, like probably before I was born, for years and years. And black artists, black actors were not being awarded anything. And it's like, yeah, it's a safe space. We're invited, right? We're allowed to go and sit in the audience. But when it came to being rewarded for our great work, it was like we were overlooked. And it's like, why? You know what I mean? So now it's like, okay, now everyone's starting to acknowledge that we exist in those spaces. But at the same time, it's just like, it's okay for us to have these spaces now for us. Like, and that doesn't make us racist. Like me having Black Rich Club doesn't make me a racist. I love everybody. I have friends of every ethnicity you can think of. Chinese, Indian, black, white, Spanish, whatever. I am super friendly. I don't have an issue. And even too, I don't really have an issue of people wanting to support this brand that are not black, because they want to do the work and understand like where we where we are going, where we came from, what our mission is. And I don't have a problem with it. Like, if you're a white person, you want to rock some Black Witch Club sunglasses, by all means. But when they ask you what it is, I hope you understand. And I hope you'll be able to explain why it is that you support the brand and why it is that you wanted to purchase these glasses and, you know, you support the brand. Don't just be out here for clout and be like, oh, yeah, pro-black, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, really understand the mission and why it is that we're in this space, why it is I created this space for us, for my culture. Because she made it. Oh, let me read this thing. I can't even get all of it because it wasn't a full screen, but it said, would Black women not be safe if like-minded different colored skin tone women were there? Do dark-skinned Mexican, Puerto Rican, Native women not face the same issues? I don't want to go to the retreat anyway, but I cringe at the whole thing. Wrong is wrong. There are so many people out here working with positivity to end racism, yet her whole retreat is about division and only being welcome if you're an African-American woman. That's no women enlightenment I want to be a part of. And once her co-cast members found out, they didn't want to be either. And so Shayla responds, the fact that you are still here days later arguing with Black women proves why we need safe spaces. You are the prime, I don't know what it says because it was blacked out, minimize, gaslight, and challenge for our choices. I really do hope you learn and grow from this exchange. Ask yourself why you care so much about my little old retreat that you never even attend in the first place. So, and then she was saying too, one thing that she was saying in her Instagram story, Shayla was saying, was if there was a retreat just for tight ropers, there would be no uproar. Like, no one would be complaining about it. They would be like, okay, it's just for people who do tightrope. There's plenty of retreats that's exclusive to certain demographics, certain people. They have tennis retreats. If I don't play tennis, I'm not going. And I'm not crying about it, saying, oh, this is sportsmanship discrimination. Like, they have basketball retreats. If you don't play basketball, are you complaining about it? Are you saying this is not fair because I don't play basketball, I can't go? Like, it just baffles me. Like, when it comes to us, it's always a pullback. Like, it's always a pullback. Is it because that we're basically saying it in your face, like, this is just for us? Is that why? Because it's been going on for years and years where we weren't included. We weren't allowed to do certain things or be amongst the elite. And now we're just creating it for ourselves. And it's like, just be happy for us. Just be happy for us. There's not even a lot of spaces. Like, you guys have everything. If you think about the awards, if you think about Hollywood, if you think about all the retreats, if you think about a lot of the masterminds and, you know, a lot of things that even too, because of financial hardships that we have been given, you know, from years and years and years back from slavery, we have never caught up financially. And it's like all of these things that we are excluded from just because of the situations we were brought into, you know, financially, we can't afford to sit in these $10,000 masterminds. So who's in those spaces? I don't ever see anyone saying, oh, here's a scholarship for people who don't have it where you can just attend. That's one thing I can say, like, one day, God willing, when I get there and, you know, if we do have some sort of mastermind, I always want to make sure, like, I have some sort of sponsorship or scholarship for somebody who really wants to attend but can't afford, because being in those spaces can change lives. And it's like, just because you can't afford it, you can't be in the room. So that's another thing, but that's off topic. But at the end of the day, like I was saying, just because we have exclusive spaces just for Black women, just for Black men, just for Black people, Black children, doesn't mean that we're racist, doesn't mean that we're discriminating against anyone. It just means that we see the need for us to be able to be in an area, be in a space where we're not the only one in the room, right? Where we're comfortable amongst our brothers and sisters, where we can have these conversations and jokes and things that we all relate to and not be judged for it, where we can just be free and be chill, even if it's for a day, even if it's for a moment. It's just like, okay, I'm here amongst my people and I don't have to worry about not fitting in. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of times I've been the only Black person in the room. There's plenty of times I've only been the woman in the room too. There's plenty of times I've only been the Black woman in the room. And it's like, this, it's awkward. It's definitely awkward. I remember when I used to work for Citibank and there were not a lot of Black women that were doing that job. And it's just like, you go to these meetings or you go to these things and it's like, you're the only Black woman there, you know? And it's just like, we just want to be us. I created this space, Black Rich Club, because I just feel like we are kings and queens. We came from royalty. I've said it before. I'm going to always say it. We came from royalty. We just lost our way. Our way was snatched from us. And it's like, we getting back to it. We getting back to the bag. Get in your bag. Stay in your bag. We getting back to the bag. Okay? And just because this is Black Rich Club, that doesn't mean I'm a racist. Like, just stop. Just cut it out, girl. Shayla created this beautiful space, and I've seen videos. Like, I've seen videos because it's not her first year doing a retreat. And I've seen videos, and it's nothing but love. They do yoga together, meditate, party, good vibes. Oh, everyone looks beautiful. All these Black women just loving on each other. It's just such a great thing to see. It's such a great space for Black women. Like, I highly recommend. I pray one day I go. It just looks amazing. And she's really one of these really smart in tune women. And I just like her vibe. I like her vibe. So to see her do a retreat and for it to be so successful is like, it's a no brainer because her vibe is great. She has a great vibe. And it's like, just to see someone have to muddy up what she's doing or try to, because really you can't muddy it up. It's already, I think her retreat is already sold out. Like, I think it's sold out in 2 days. So, and that's another reason. That's another thing too. It's like, why is it selling out in 2 days? It's because we want to be in these spaces. We want to be in these areas where we can, you know, network with Black women, be amongst ourselves. And those are the things that we really yearn for. That's what we want. We came from family. We came from community. And not saying like, oh, no one else is allowed. But it's just like, dad, can't we just be? Can't we just be? Jeez, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's kind of, it's just one of those things, kind of sad. And I haven't experienced that yet with someone's in my comments like, oh, this is Black Rich Club and you're racist. It's just for Black people. And it's like, yeah, it is for Black people. It is Black and brown, baby. But that don't mean I love you any less. It's just, this is pedestal for me, and I'm taking everybody with me. All my Black brothers and sisters, I'm taking you up with me. I'm reaching my hand down and pulling you up. letting you see your wealth, your worth, allowing you to see that, like I said, I'm gonna always say it, we came from royalty. Like, we've been rich. We just got to get back to it. We got to get back to walking in excellence and striving in excellence and helping our brothers and sisters to be excellent and just really living in that, like, not living anywhere else, not living in lack and fear and, you know, competition and, you know, all of those things that's holding us back. We just really need to uplift and hold each other and support each other. That's what this club is about. That's what this club is about. And it's not to take away from anyone else. It's just to add on to my community, my culture. That's what it's about. That's what it is. So, yeah, I mean, if you don't learn anything today, learn this. Just because it's a exclusive safe space for us doesn't mean anything less for you. It doesn't mean anything less for you, okay? Nothing else, nothing less for you. We'll all be okay. We'll all survive and everything will be okay and everything will be good. A lot of spaces is just not for us. So we've created these spaces for us and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just support it or keep it moving. So with that being said, I think I said a lot, but support Black Rich Club, support the Unruly Retreat. You know, support any Black-owned business because we need it. We need all the support. We need all the support. We need all the spaces that we can have that are in support of us. Because there's still a huge disconnect. So we need to close these gaps and, you know, fill these spaces with safety and comfortability and love, and that's it. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast episode. I really appreciate you guys being here, hearing my perspective, and like I said, I look forward to having my first guest soon. It's coming. I know y'all probably sick of hearing just me being one-sided, but hey guys, but yeah, I'm gonna have my first guest soon, so that way we can have a great dialogue and really start getting into the nitty-gritty of Black Rich Club and what this is, and yeah, just growing and getting bigger and better, baby. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great week. I'll see you guys on Saturday, 5 minutes with Franny. I don't know what we're going to discuss yet, but it's going to be something great, something good, something juicy. Once again, if you haven't, go onto the website and grab your sunglasses, your 1925s. Go and pick those up. I told you already, it's only 100 made, and I'm not joking. Like, you know, people be like, oh, sold out, and they really only had 3 items on their website to begin with. They only had 3 in stock. If y'all don't know, that's the trick people be doing for sold out. They put like, they only had really like 3 in stock and then it sold out. But no, I only made 100 pairs. And once it's gone, it's gone. It's not coming back. I'm not restocking these or anything like that. It took a long time to perfect what I wanted to perfect. And, I'm not going to do this style again. So if I ever do sunglasses, it's going to be a different exclusive pair. I'm probably going to only continue to do 100 pairs because I like that it's exclusive. I like that, you know, I like exclusivity, hence Black Rich Club, right? VIP only. But yeah, so go get your sunglasses, blackrichclub.com. We have more stuff coming on the way. Stay tuned. September, we have some challenges coming, some fun stuff to get everybody involved and talking and on their way to financial freedom. We got a lot of stuff coming. I really look forward to adding to your life, adding to your lifestyle. So stick around, subscribe, share this with one of your friends. And I just thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next week. Well, actually, I'll see you Saturday. I'll see you Saturday, right? Be there. Go to the website now, though. Go to the website, go purchase your sunglasses, and then come back Saturday and tune in. All right. Thank you. I'm your host, Franny Crooks, and this is the Black Rich Club Podcast. Bye.